What's going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today, where that magic number to win the NL East is now down to single digits. It is down to 9. We all know they were going to win the division eventually. And here we go. We're getting closer and closer. Now it's single digits. And you got to feel good about that. You sweep the Rays. Phils are hot as can be right now. You know, especially after splitting with the Marlins, you know, you did take the 2 from the Blue Jays. But splitting with the Marlins, you had to come back and at least take 2 of 3 from the Rays. And you did that and then some by getting the sweep. And have a fun show for you today. We're going to keep it short on like series takeaways and things like that. We'll preview, of course, the New York Mets series, which is it's a big series to a certain extent for both teams just because the Phils are trying to get that magic number down and down, and the Mets are trying to, you know, make the playoffs and, you know, get that wild card spot. But we're going to get to it in a couple of minutes. I need to talk about Zach Wheeler for a majority of the show today because this guy is going to be... He's having another incredible season. And the guy is probably not going to win the Cy Young Award again. We'll talk about it more in a couple of minutes. But it's really, I really just don't think it's talked about enough still to a certain extent that Zach Wheeler has truly, truly been underappreciated, I think. Even here in Philadelphia, Major League Baseball too. I do think there's an underappreciation there. So we're going to get to that. But last night, spent a couple of minutes here talking about last night's W. Bottom of the first, real quick, little recap and the key moments for you. Bottom of the first, Nick Castellanos. How about that? Had to hit a home run last night. Had to. After getting plunked on purpose from a quote-unquote changeup the night before. 2-run homer to left field. Give the Phillies early 2-0 lead. Top of the second, Taylor Walls. RBI single to right field off of Zach Wheeler. Jonathan Aranda scored. 2-1 Phils at that point. Top of the sixth, we fast forward. Jonathan Aranda, the aforementioned, homers on a fly ball to right. Tied the game at 2. Bottom of the sixth. Of course, it had to end this way. Well, not end, but give the Phillies the lead where they eventually go on and win the game. Weston Wilson hits a dribbler to third base. Nick Castellanos scores from third. Weston Wilson was able to reach on that little short dribbler, 3-2 Phils. And then Carlos Estevez in the ninth getting the save as he would get Ben Roethlisberger to ground out to first base to end the game. Phils would win 3-2. So real quick, series takeaways from the 3-game set against Tampa Bay. Number one, bullpen was fantastic. I think they were, for the most part, the number one reason why they were able to win this series. I mean, Sanchez and Wheeler had really good starts, but the way the bullpen was able to come after Sanchez and then come after Wheeler, 0 earned runs, well, besides the Estevez, which was, well, that was the Rojas. Wasn't that the Rojas catch or the non-catch? I mean, he still gave up a long fly ball, but still, like, you know, that was a tough one. But overall, the bullpen was just so good. And then, you know, they cleaned up Ranger on Tuesday night, where Ranger did not have a good start, to say the least. 12 hits on 4 earned. And the bullpen was able to come in 3 2/3 innings of that game and shut the door. Kirkering, Strom, Alvarado, Tanner Banks. I mean, Alvarado has just looked like his old self, and that is so important, you know, heading into this year's postseason. Second takeaway from the game, or from this series, Kyle Schwarber breaking the record set by Alfonso Soriano way back in the early 2000s for the most home runs in the leadoff position, or not leadoff position, the most leadoff home runs ever in a season. Alfonso Soriano hit 13 way back in, I think that was what, 02 or 03. And Schwarber sets the record with 14, hitting the 14th on Tuesday night. So Kyle Schwarber, my second takeaway is, like, I mean, We can just like stop talking about the leadoff thing, right? He gets on base, he hits bombs, they win. Not a problem. It's not a problem at all. So Kyle Schwarber breaking the record set by Alfonso Soriano. Last takeaway, already kind of mentioned this here talking about the bullpen. Zach Wheeler and Christopher Sanchez. Great starts. And especially Sanchez is looking good lately. And again, I know this is really a theme, but I mean, this has been the theme, but it's true. Like, everybody just needs to look good going into the postseason. I know it's about being hot at the right time. I mean, the Phillies were hot at the perfect right time in 2022. They weren't even having, like, a great September. But still, I as fans, we can't help but, you know, want to see, you know, all of our players, you know, on the roster looking good heading into October. You want to see that. You want to see that. You don't want to feel like, oh my gosh, this guy's not getting it done. That guy's not getting it done. He's not looking like himself. Like, you want to see that. You want to see that. So important that we see these guys at their best. So Wheeler and Sanchez looking really good. And that's kind of where I want to lead to, right into Zach Wheeler. Appreciation for Zach Wheeler, I just think is really important. And I was thinking about saving this for the offseason, but I don't know. I just felt like it was right to talk about now, especially Wheeler coming off another really good start. You know, six innings, only two earned. Like, I still don't think, and I talked about this on, you know, the other podcast I do, The Shift, or All Baseball Podcast, where I talked about at the beginning of the season, and this is pinned on the top of my, you know, profile on Twitter. I still think baseball fans, and especially Phillies fans here, not appreciating Zach Wheeler enough. And it's a shame because really what sparked this in my mind, you know, the last like month or two, especially as we're getting close to the end of the season, is like Zach Wheeler is probably having an amazing year, another amazing year, and most likely, like 85 to 90% chance of how it's looking right now with a couple of weeks to go left in the season, probably not going to win another Cy Young Award. Or probably not going to, you know, having a great year and not going to win a Cy Young Award in a year where you could win a Cy Young Award in any other year. In 2021, he had a really, really great year. 2021, 2.78 ERA. He led the majors in complete games and shutouts, in innings, led the National League in strikeouts, had great numbers, and finished second in Cy Young voting to Corbin Burns. And look, I think there was an argument for Wheeler, but there's also an argument for Burns. So when Burns wins it, I'm not all that, you know, I just think, again, like if you look at Corbin Burns' numbers that year, led the majors in ERA, led the majors in FIP, led the majors in, you know, home runs per nine innings, led the majors in strikeouts per nine innings, strikeouts to walks. Like, yeah, maybe the innings weren't quite there for Burns that year against Wheels, but, like, the numbers were undeniable with Corbin Burns that year. So I think there were arguments for both sides, and he could have gone either way. It's just unfortunate that, you know, it's like, okay, Wheeler doesn't win a Cy Young Award there, and now you go to a year like this where, like, I did predict, like, Wheeler to win the Cy Young Award this year. And, again, maybe in any other year. Look, I mean, and these aren't maybe the exact numbers because Baseball Reference didn't update his numbers from yesterday. But overall, just, you know, looking even prior to last night's good start, 2.59 ERA in 28 starts, over 170 innings, or we're approaching close to 200 again for Wheeler. Close to 200 strikeouts. WHIP leading the National League. Hits per nine leading the National League. Having another, like, great season. Having another great season. A B-War of 5+. Like, Wheeler's having another, like, Cy Young type of season. And he's probably not going to win another one. You know? And Chris Sale's going to win it because Chris Sale has been insane this year. Chris Sale has been, for the Braves, has been one of the best pitchers in baseball. Has been one of the best pitchers in baseball and, you know, probably the best pitcher in the National League. And it's a shame because, you know, you look back at certain pitchers' careers and you're like, man, that pitcher never won a Cy Young Award, and most notably Nolan Ryan. And, you know, Nolan Ryan's had so many great seasons and never won a Cy Young. And I know I'm not comparing Zach Wheeler to Nolan Ryan because he's not going to have the career that Nolan Ryan had, and not many do. But it's just a shame because two great years from Zach Wheeler and other very good years too. 2022, looking at last year, very good year for Wheeler. Still a very good year. But these two particular years, 21 and 24, like 21, it's like, oh man, you had your chance to get it that year. 24, you have to, not to say that he won't in the future, but might look back at these years and say, man, this guy had these two elite years and not able to win a Cy Young. And sometimes those things are important to have on your resume. They're important to have on your resume because people look at that. I mean, when people make arguments for certain players, or when we talk about, telling the story of certain players, like, you bring up those awards big time. MVP, Cy Young, like, they're a big deal. And, you know, someone like Corbin Burnes won that in 21. We talk about Burnes, winning that Cy Young Award. And it's, this year it's a shame, man, because he's probably not going to win it again. 90% chance, unless, Sale has like three really bad starts and Wheeler has like three really great starts, but it's probably not going to change. And Sale, again, Chris Sale's having an awesome year and he's had an incredible career in his own right and he deserves it. Not saying about that, but this is about Zach Wheeler. This is what it's about. It's about Zach Wheeler. Second thing, he's not just been, these chances to win those Cy Youngs, but also, he's been one of the best pitchers in MLB since the Phillies signed him. And I want you to hear some of these numbers. Like, since 2020, sixth in strikeouts, second in innings. He leads the majors in Fangraphs wins above replacement stat. Fourth in ERA with at least 500 innings. And second in that time span in fielding independent pitching with at 297. Wheeler has been unreal. He's been unreal. And signs the big contract, way back in before 2020. And if you would have told me he was going to put these type of numbers up where he's like a top three pitcher in baseball. Like, I mean, really, it's Wheeler, it's Cole. It's those two. I mean, who else? Yeah, Corbin Burnes is up there. Like, these guys are up there. But, I mean, Wheeler is one of the... He's been one of the best since 2020. I would never have envisioned that. He's been one of the best. He's top 5 to 10 in every single, important category for a starting pitcher. He's been that good. And also not appreciating Zach Wheeler. And maybe it's because of his personality too. I'm not sure, because he doesn't really have much to him. He just kind of goes out and does his thing. And also, lastly, I'm just speaking about like Philadelphia sports here. Just keep me here in Philadelphia sports. He's been one of the best free agent signings in Philadelphia sports since I've been alive. And I really can't remember that many. Like, you look at somebody like Roy Halladay, right? Like, Roy Halladay, awesome free agent signing. Legendary to a certain extent because of the things he did here in this city. But he only did it for a couple of years. Like, Halladay only did it for, 2010 and 2011, and then unfortunately he kind of fell off with injuries, 2012 till the back end of his career. Halladay only did it for a couple of years. Wheeler's been doing this since 2020. Okay? Even though COVID season was just shortened season, still. Like, Wheeler's been doing it since 2020. Okay? So, and I've already mentioned the numbers. I don't need to mention more numbers here again. Like, I can compare them to Philip, but I don't need to do that. I already told you why he's about one of the best pitchers in baseball since 2020. Malcolm Jenkins, great free agent signing. Was a big reason why the Eagles won the Super Bowl in 2017. Leadership, him being a very good safety, Malcolm Jenkins was great. But again, like Malcolm Jenkins wasn't a top 2 to 3 safety, I don't remember, in the NFL. It's great, but I don't put him on the same level as Zach Wheeler. And I know it's different because won a championship. I get that. Bryce Harper. Bryce, he's right there with Bryce. But even then, like, even Bryce Harper, could you say he's been a... I mean, you might. I think Bryce is probably right there with Wheels. Bryce is right there with Wheels. But at the same time, like, Bryce has... hasn't been fully healthy. Bryce does have an MVP. But Bryce hasn't been fully healthy since he's been here. So I'd probably put Wheeler above Harper. I know that's crazy to say. And I mean, Bryce has meant more to the city in different ways. So I think Bryce and Wheeler are probably on par, right? Probably on par to a certain extent. And two more I'll mention. Kyle Schwarber. And Kyle Schwarber, I might have to do a Kyle Schwarber appreciation, you know, portion of a show sometime soon as well. Maybe that'll be sometime in the offseason. Kyle Schwarber, I mean, he's having like a Ryan Howard type of prime. 40-plus homers. The OPS numbers are there. Gets on base. Like, Kyle Schwarber's having that type of... you know, I already talked about Kyle Schwarber in this pod already. But, like, Schwarber's not appreciated enough either. And I think Schwarber's one of the best recently, too, as far as free agent signings go. Schwarber's up there. And then Cliff Lee. Cliff Lee, again, kind of similar to Halladay because, you know, did it in a shorter span of time. For Cliff Lee, it was, what, like a couple of years, like 3-4 years. And a little different as well because in 2009 he was traded here and a little different. But it's close. It's close. But Wheeler, like, really not talked about enough as being, like, one of the best free agent signings in Philadelphia sports since I've been alive. Now, you know, people can mention different players if you're a little older than me. I guess I'm 29, so it's a little different, and would love to hear if there's any older people out there that have an opinion on this and where they rank, even with players that are, you know, from the 70s, 80s, 90s. Would love to hear your opinion on that. So Zach Wheeler, man, just overall the appreciation level is just not close to what it should be here in Philadelphia. So you let me know what your thoughts are on Zach Wheeler. The appreciation level for Zach Wheeler, just not high enough the way I view this. Just not high enough. Zach Wheeler, the appreciation for Zach Wheeler, not good enough. Preview of the next series against the New York Mets. So this is a big series, again, for the Phils and the Mets. Phils trying to just, you know, lower and lower that magic number and just get this over with and win this division and feel good and get that bye, get a top 2 seed, you know, come playoff time. And the Mets, who are right now second in the National League East, and right now while we're looking at the wild card race, they're firmly planted, not firmly planted, but planted right there with the third wild card spot, 80-66, and they're hot, just like the Phillies have been hot. Phillies have been hot for the most part, and Mets have been hot too, 8-2 in their last 10. Okay, so the Mets are feeling good. Mets are feeling good, and Lindor having an incredible season, and, you know, big home run yesterday, breaking up the no-hitter against Toronto's Bowden Francis, and Mets are feeling good coming in the series against the Phils. So offense right now, 10th in runs scored, starting pitching, 13th in ERA, and bullpen is 16th in ERA coming into the season, coming into this series against the Philadelphia Phillies. Friday, 6:40 start time. Tomorrow, Phil's got the day off today. Jose Quintana versus Aaron Nola will be Friday at 6:40. Saturday, 4:05 start. It'll be Luis Severino, the former Yankee, versus Colby Allard, who's called back up. Phil's trying to do something with that fifth starter spot, so hopefully Allard can be serviceable, like he has been, I think, for the most part, you know, in his couple of starts with the Phils. And Sunday at 1:35, it'll be David Peterson and Christopher Sanchez, as Sanchez continues, hopefully looking to continue to be the pitcher he has been for the Phils lately and this year for the most part. Players to watch. I mean, I think it's pretty simple for the Mets. Frankie Lindor. Like, Lindor, you know, some Mets fans and some baseball fans are getting bored with the Ohtani's conversation with the MVP. He's going to win MVP, but some people are trying to say, oh, well, Lindor MVP. No, Lindor is not MVP. It is Shohei Ohtani, but still my player to watch, Francisco Lindor. Phils, I'm going to say Real Muto because JT Real Muto coming off the injury. And he was, you know, he was hitting great before the injury. And I would love to see him kind of just get it going off the bat, coming back from injury. But hopefully, JT, hopefully, coming back from injury this weekend. But don't rush it. Hopefully, he looks good coming back from his injury. So, speaking of injuries, let's like stick with injuries and moves. Kyle Schwarber was scratched from yesterday's lineup. He had the whole hyperextended left elbow, diving back to first base in the third inning of Tuesday night's victory against the Rays. Lifted for a pinch hitter in the fourth. And Rob Thomson not believing the injury serious, but confident that he'll be back for Friday, for tomorrow's opener against the New York Mets. Thomson saying yesterday that it was still affecting his swing a little bit, so they scratched him from the lineup, but not anything serious. JT Realmuto expected to play Friday. You know, him having left knee contusion, so Realmuto expected to be back for this series. Alec Bohm still on that 10-day IL with a left hand strain, potentially back this weekend also versus the Mets, so also another player to watch. Hopefully Bohm can, you know, having the All-Star appearance this year and hopefully can be hot going into October. So expected to be back this weekend versus the New York Mets. Edmundo Sosa expected to return about 5 to 6 days from now and with the back spasm. So hopefully Edmundo Sosa can be back healthy before October starts. And then Austin Hayes, nothing really to update you on. Austin Hayes, you know, with the kidney infection, still a TBD on his return. So nothing necessarily to update you on with Austin Hayes. Spencer Turnbull. Turnbull expected return supposed to be mid to late this month. And according to Phillies.com, you know, Phils and Turnbull running short on time to get back into the bullpen, get him back into the bullpen before the end of this year. Still think he could contribute at some point. And recovering from his injury in Clearwater, Florida, scheduled to throw live BP tomorrow. So Turnbull, maybe, you know, an option to help out the bullpen. And, you know, it's been a while, man. What was that? The series in Detroit. So Spencer Turnbull, maybe potentially being able to contribute to the team, you know, maybe sometime late in this season. But Spencer Turnbull, a little update for you on Spence. And that's all I really got for you as far as updates go on injuries and moves. And that's going to do it for today's show. Hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Make sure that you're subscribed and listening on Spotify if you had that, or Apple Podcasts, you know, one or the other. I got both, but if you're going to pick one, go with one or the other. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, we're on either one of those. So make sure you're tuned in every single week for Phillies Today. So that's going to do it for me, Francisco Rojas. I will talk to you guys on Monday. Might have a guest for the show. I don't really have guests on too often, so hopefully stay tuned for that. Francisco Rojas, and I'll talk to you guys soon.